Glacier Bank's totally free checking saves you both time and money. Visit your nearest Glacier Bank office today. There's a convenient location near you. Glacier Bank, member FDIC and an equal housing lender. And Robin, food is on the menu today. We're going to be talking with FECC Culinary Institute of Montana students, Alexa Martinez. Good morning, Alexa.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And Juliana Bird.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
to nice to have you guys here. You're young people. You're probably more accustomed to getting up at the crack of noon. Did we wake you up early?
I wish. I'm usually up about 4:20.
Is that right? Well, way to go.
Yeah. Need you to kind of stay on the mic there.
Oh, yes.
We don't want to lose you, Alexandra. Okay. You know, we've heard about you guys for years and years and how hard you work to get through this this very challenging course you guys take and the opportunities you have after you're all wrapped up. The one we hear the most of, I want to see if you guys feel the same way, knife skills.
Knife skills? Yeah, catch.
definitely a challenge. I think the program just as a whole is very rigorous, and a lot of people don't realize how detail-oriented it can be. Mm-hmm. But I think more importantly, and especially what this project has kind of taught us, is the business aspect of it. Taking all of our courses and our accumulative knowledge and putting that to the test has been really challenging, I would say, for us, kind of the final obstacle.
Yeah, after you learn how to do all the other stuff, then the business part of it. Yeah.
So what happens here is they put this whole thing together, all this, what is it, 2 years your program you've been in?
Yes, so years. It's 5 semesters total.
All right, you're going to put all that together in what they call a capstone project,
yes,
where you're going to create something based on everything you've learned, right?
Yeah, so pretty much when they were creating the capstone project, the idea was kind of to have the seniors have a project which really made them put into perspective all their knowledge that they have accumulated over the last 2 years. So we're given 1 semester to come up with a concept for a restaurant and start that restaurant, and then we have to run it for 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And so and where are you on that now?
So we are located in the bottom of the AT building. We are in the commercial kitchen in the bottom of the AT building on campus.
Boy, that is really something.
AT.
Yeah, the
arts and technology.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah. I didn't never heard it referred to.
Oh, man,
like
that is really cool. That kitchen is
there.
So cool.
Yeah, I've been there, but
you've
AT.
Been in the kitchen, right? Yeah, with the cameras overhead. Oh, they got cameras overhead and big screens and stuff so you can watch them prepare the food.
Oh.
Wow, I mean, it's cool. Yeah.
I just want it there on my plate afterwards. Now, let me ask you, John asked about knife skills. I'm amazed, Juliana, when I've seen people on TV chopping stuff up so efficiently and fast, you know, whether it's onions or whatever, and I'm going, man, I'd cut myself. That's is that a skill that's taught or is just learning by doing?
That's a skill that is taught, especially during our first semester, and then it's further in place for the rest of the semesters while we're there.
Okay.
And they make sure that we're taught how to properly handle the knife, cut the food product. That way you don't cut yourself.
Okay. And what is the technique? You kind of rock the knife? Is that it? I mean, from tip to...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's showing you. Kind of a U-shape sort of a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the hacking doesn't work. I learned that. Okay.
No, but I just hear about how difficult that is because everything has to be uniform in size.
I've got a Pampered Chef chopper. I cheat.
They're not allowed to do that, Robin.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so let's get right down to this capstone project. Tell us exactly what it is we're going to experience.
So we're very excited to introduce this. We have been working on it for the last semester, so since January. Our business is going to be Smolder. We are an international barbecue house, so we're going to be serving barbecue from right here in the country, but also from all over the world. We've got options from Korea, we've got Carolina barbecue, We've got Korean bulgogi. There's some Greek in there. Wow. We've got jerk chicken, which is a really big favorite. So kind of our whole idea was to bring international cuisine right to your back door. So wow. How do we bring barbecue from around the world and let people experience it right here in Kalispell? And that was kind of the idea. I think we've always felt that we were a family very close from the beginning. And so with that being said, we really wanted to make the community felt like they were family, like they were coming in and being taken care of. Wow. So
I love it. What a great concept. You call it Smolder.
Yes.
Smolder. All right. Let's go a little deeper into Smolder right after this. And from the FVCC Culinary Institute of Montana, we have two people that are getting ready to graduate, but to do that, they need your help. And Alexa Martinez and Juliana Bird are with us. So you have created this thing called Smolder, and you want us all to come and enjoy barbecue.
Yes, very much. We'd love to see you there.
Okay, so. Now let me ask you, you named all these different types of barbecue from all over the world. Will you serve it up as a sampler, or do I have to go in and make my mind up and come back for five different meals or whatever?
Unfortunately, we don't have a sampler.
Okay.
It's set up with a platter system. So we've got two different platters. You can choose one meat and two sides, or two meats and two sides. And then we've also got some sandwich options and then a few alternative options. We have a salad, and then we also have some vegetarian options like falafel and pulled mushroom.
Okay.
And it sounds to me like you guys have to really kind of reach within your creative juices, first of all, be open to the possibilities of foreign foods.
Yes, we do. We all came together and we decided that one of our most common visions was to come together and eat food, because we had done that for the past 2 years. So we kind of were used to it at this point in time. And then we're like, well, why don't we just let the world experience that, or just Kalispell?
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I know that part of the program, you guys do it all. You serve the food,
yes.
Take the orders, you cook it. I mean, you learn all aspects at the Culinary Institute. And you've probably been involved with creating each of these international barbecues, and you've probably all sampled them, right?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
So if I come in and I
see, that's okay. Robin's favorite part.
Yeah. So if I come in and I say, okay, I'm looking for something kind of spicy with a kick to it, you guys would be able to make a recommendation. Huh?
Yes, of course. So how we've designed our business is to really be customer forward and very informative. Okay. So we have two things. First of all of our staff is trained. They've all eaten all the food, and so they should be able to give you a great recommendation for what you want. But the other thing is, and we have to be so careful in this business about allergies and things like that.
Yeah.
So all of our staff also has a complete copy of like menu specifications, and that's a way that we help enable our employees to have the power to make good decisions, but also to be able to give the customer the right information, mm-hmm. and the customer feels supported in having that information.
Yeah, I'm
curious. I'm just going to stop right here for just a minute, and I'll start with you, Alexa. How come you chose culinary arts?
Oh, goodness. I grew up in the kitchen. I grew up with my grandma, and it was kind of home was in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I never really thought of it as a career until I was about a sophomore in high school. And I was working at an organization called Camp Make a Dream at the time. It's a nonprofit summer camp for kids with cancer. And I just thought, you know, people need good food. I watched, I think, two or three chefs go in and out of that position. And the negligence and the kind of some of the disregard for the love and the care that food is, I think is really sad to see in this country. And I want to be someone who heals people through food, you know, whether that's through your heart or your soul or your body. I think that food heals people and that it really is an act of love, and I want to give that to people.
Wow.
That is impressive.
I love it. And, you know, you just got me to thinking when you were talking about that, how we take our food for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we eat and that's it. I mean, it's noon. We eat whether we're hungry or not, and we don't give it a whole lot of thought. But you're saying we should think about it a lot more.
Yeah. I think some of the best advice I was ever given is that, you know, we should really treat each meal like a ritual. You know, you should know the plate and the fork and how the food makes you feel and where you're going to sit and eat. And I just think that that's so important because it really makes you stop and think about all the aspects that food gives. And, you know, if you're in a restaurant, it's the same thing. How is the guest going to get their food? Where are they going to eat? Is it going to be hot? How is it going to be served? Like, every detail is important. And so I think that's so important to think about food in its fullest form.
So, Juliana, what brought you into the Culinary Institute?
Mainly my grandparents and my mom. They were the big cookers and bakers in my family. My grandma was mainly the baker, and so she would make pola, which is a Finnish bread, and it comes from challah, and so she would make that pretty much every Thanksgiving or Christmas, and I learned how to make it, and I really fell in love with food and to, like, see what I could do with it and experiment with it. I've loved experimenting with food because it's one of those, it's not like a math equation where you have a right or wrong answer. You have many right answers, and you don't just have to stick to one equation. And that's what I really love about it.
Wow. Yeah. It's creativity, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
And I can see you both love to be creative. What are you going to do with your education, Juliana?
I'm going to be going over to Finland once I have enough money in my bank accounts so that I can learn more about the main part of my culture. I'm a quarter Finn, and be able to learn more about them and see what they do with their food and see if I can, like, change it up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, they'll let you know when they're finished.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Alexa, what's your plans?
I actually just accepted a job. I will be the 2023 kitchen assistant for Camp Make a Dream.
Wow.
So I'm going to be headed back there.
Where is that camp?
It's in Gold Creek, Montana.
Okay. Right. Wow. Well, so you guys really came into this with a plan of what you wanted to do with your lives. And are you going to work in Finland?
Yes, I plan to.
All right. Fantastic. Let's kind of wrap up what we can do to enjoy the capstone project that you guys have created for us right after this.
Cool conversation this morning with Alexa Martinez and Juliana Bird. They're with the FVCC Culinary Institute Capstone Project, and the restaurant project is called Smolder this year. What are the dates that people can come out and participate?
So we're going to fully open on April 12th, which is Wednesday, and then we'll be closing on April 28th, and our hours are going to be 11 to 1:30 Wednesday through Friday.
Okay, so this is a lunchtime deal.
Yeah.
Yes.
John?
That's appropriate.
Maybe we could, you know, you're here, you can send Justin or somebody out for carryout and bring it back. Will that be possible?
Yes. So you can come in and join us in the kitchen. We have a lot of seating for you to sit down and enjoy. It is first come, first serve as far as seating goes. Or you can call and get a to-go order as well. We can make that happen.
Okay. Now, you said April 12th through the 28th, is 7 days a week?
No, Wednesday through Friday.
Wednesday through Friday each week. Those are good hours, you guys.
Yeah.
I wish I could get that. But you do have other studies, too, I'm betting.
Yes. So our last semester, we had what our capstone class, which is this whole project.
Yeah.
And then outside of that, we have a small business entrepreneurship class and a local food systems class.
All right. What is food systems, anyway? Is that ordering or?
Local food systems is actually the study of kind of the community and the culture around food in a local area. You know, where the food is coming from. How much of it is local, how people are eating, and also how we get people connected. You know, how do we take care of people who are having a hard time getting food? And I think Kalispell is such a great place to study that because you have so many smaller farmers and resources for local food.
Okay. Wednesday through Friday, then. Is
yes.
that
yes.
right? Okay. April 12th, it will end on the 28th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., Enjoy Smolder
yeah.
out at FVCC
Sounds
in the
fantastic.
Arts and Tech building.
And congratulations to both of you for surviving the whole thing and not just surviving, but thriving through it.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
capstone project sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having us.
You bet.